Welcome to the People Leaders Podcast, the audio resource for managers and business leaders creating high-performing teams. Join leadership and team development experts Jen and Michelle Turkelson each week as they explore both subjects from every angle. Through practical tips, valuable insights, and compelling interviews with leadership experts around the world, you'll learn how to bring out the best in your staff and how to give your best as a leader.
So welcome to episode 137, Michelle.
Oh, it's great to be here. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I know. And I've just been looking at the stats and, you know, the amount of listeners that we have all across the globe. We're getting some great feedback from people about some of the templates that they're using. We love to get questions from people because that really informs us about what's important and what we can produce for you. So if you're listening to this and you have a certain issue, please come forward. Don't be shy. All right. So let's have a look at one of these templates that we've spoken about. In a lot of our leadership programs, Michelle, we don't necessarily have a leadership journal that we gift people. On some occasions we have, haven't we, in the past? Mm-hmm. However, leadership journaling is what we're going to talk about in this episode.
That's right. So in a nutshell, how would you describe leadership journaling, Jen?
Leadership journaling is a fantastic tool for new leaders and leaders who are interested in developing or broadening their repertoire of behavior, because this is an opportunity to reflect and also expand your level of awareness.
Yeah, and what I particularly like about it, so all it is, it's just grabbing a book, yeah, and then writing in that book about, and it could be a set of questions which we're going to go through. I was reflecting on this actually, and so what are the benefits of the journaling that I've done over the years and that we've shared with others? And one of the real benefits is that it helps you actually make sense of the experiences that you have had as a leader, because what happens is that we go through life and we experience these things and we think, oh, that was good, that was bad, or you just keep moving through it. What journaling allows you to do is to give you the space to actually process the experience without any judgment from another person or advice or anything like that. So it is such a really great practical tool to grow, because that's how we grow, don't we? By looking back, learning from the experience and saying, oh, I'm going to take that now and move forward.
And that's real leadership, is giving yourself that feedback. And with journaling, you can either do it at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day. So I would really encourage you to try both and just see which routine seems to fit with the way in which you operate. And we'll step through these questions now. And the reason why we have these questions, we usually recommend 3 to 5 questions, no more than that, because we don't want to put any more stress on your time. We really want to create some space for you to reflect on those.
That's right. And so to start any sort of habit, you just want to get into a bit of a routine. And so what we might say, if you want to start this habit, just give it a red hot go for a week, every day, and then ease off and perhaps do it every Friday or every Monday or something like that. And again, what we say is schedule it. If it's not in the diary, it is less likely to be done. So if you're serious about this, when you finish the podcast, just book in some time, journaling time.
And from my experience, Michelle, is what I have found is that if I do it 30 days straight, there's a rhythm and a routine, and then I get momentum and then I start to see results. But again, like you said, you have to really just check in with what is going to suit you and your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So let's have a look at these questions, yeah? So the first one is, what did I learn today, or what did I learn this week? Now, this is a very reflective question. And the more times you actually ask that of yourself, your reticular activating system will kick in and you will start to notice about the things that you didn't know before that you've learnt that day. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be all work related. It could be related to a personality style, the way in which someone creates or forms a question, the way in which someone presents certain information. There is always something that you can learn in any situation.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, which leads to the next one, because again, it's about learning about myself. So we started broad, or you could sort of, if you are really trying to modify your behavior in some way, you've been giving feedback about how you interact with others, this might be a good one from you. And that is, so what did I learn about myself today? It could be, what did I learn about myself when I'm in meetings with people who are more senior than me? What did I learn about myself in terms of how I act with my team members? So it could be, you know what I mean? You can get to a lot of granularity here. And then the flip side is, what did I learn about the other? What did I learn about others today? Yeah, about how they respond to stressful situations or in certain scenarios.
And another question that we had in this journal is, what surprised me? And again, this could be surprised about myself. Like, oh, I was really surprised about my reaction. I was really surprised about like how my internal feelings came up, but I was able to manage them, which I'm really glad about, but it really surprised me that this still triggers me. Or I was really surprised that someone thought that this was more of an issue than what I did. So again, it's what surprised. And again, it's another way of saying, what did I learn? Yeah. But the way in which like words can actually activate certain processes in the brain. So that's why having a broad repertoire of language can actually help you learn in different ways. So find the word that suits you.
Yeah. And then another one is, which I particularly like, and that is, what am I proud of? And another way to phrase that could be, what did I do well? What did I demonstrate my competence in? But broadly, it could be, so what am I proud of today? And that could be in terms of your interactions. It could be an achievement. I got through my task list. It's just no judgment here. It's like, what are you proud of? I'm proud that I actually zipped my lip and didn't interrupt somebody or cut them off or whatever. But again, reflection, what am I proud of? Because we don't give ourselves pats on the back. What we tend to do is actually notice all those things that we didn't do well. And so we want to start with the good stuff every
and if
time.
And if you find this difficult, that's an indicator of a little bit of self-worth, all right? And that's why we put this in, because a lot of people that we deal with are very perfectionistic, really achievement-focused, but they're really hard on themselves. Yes. And that's why it's really important to kind of balance that out. Next question is, what am I looking forward to? Now, when we coach people, we always say that in every 24-hour period, there needs to be something that you look forward to. That great cup of coffee, that conversation with your bestie, that walk with the dog, whatever it is, you need to fill your cup up. It is so important for your psychology and your physiology. So it's really important to have that in your routine.
Yeah. Next one is, what qualities do I appreciate about others in my team? And so this then gets you to think about other people within your team. Now, if you are not managing people and have reports, you could be within the team that I am a member of is another good way to look at this. And just know that you don't have to be a leader of people to use these questions to great effect. Yeah, these are just great questions, whoever you are. You just modify them even. But if you're a parent, these are great questions for you as well. And so it is, what are those qualities that I admire about people in my team or my fellow team members? And we did that in a workshop just recently, and we got everybody to write down the names of their team members. And one of the first columns is, what are the strengths? And for some people, they go, oh, yeah, and they could dive in and go, yeah, Bill has this strength, Sally this, and bang, bang, bang. So they really knew their team. Good indicator of a great leader. There were some leaders, however, who's going, and it was really a little bit difficult for them. And then when we got on to, so what are their development opportunities? Again, the good leader knew exactly what the development opportunities were and had that conversation with them. Some of the, and I don't want to say they're not good leaders, but ones that really had an opportunity to grow didn't have an answer or were finding it really difficult. So again, you could use this as a reflective exercise or just focus it in on your team.
What do I really want to say to whoever it is, or who I want them to know?
Yeah, what do you want them to know? Yeah.
That's right. And when you set that clear intention up, there is something that then allows you to find the right words, to be really balanced, to be in that position where I want to say this, but actually I want them to receive it like this. So because communication is a two-way street. It's not just the fact that I want to extrovert and I want to get it out. I want them to receive it in a way that they'll actually get it. And by pre-paving your thinking about that, like what do I want to say and what do I want them to know, are different questions that will build a more whole kind of like question and approach.
And, yeah, so I really like this one because you still have a choice. You don't have to say it. It's just reflecting on, like, what do I really want them to know? And then you'll say it to yourself, well, like, what they really want them to know is X, and then you hear yourself saying, is it that important? Is it that big a deal? Or you could go, actually, it is that big a deal. I probably need to have this conversation. And that's the beauty of reflective questions. Nobody needs to hear them other than you. You are the beneficiary of this process. So another question is, what did I really want to achieve this week or this month that I didn't? Is there something that I did want to achieve but I didn't get to it? And, again, don't judge yourself. It's just a question that requires an answer. And then it's really up to you as to, you could go to the next step and so why didn't I achieve that? Or maybe it wasn't that important after all, or it was too difficult. It could lead to a few other insights for you by answering or asking and answering that question.
A feedback question. So this is about interacting with my team. What did I do well and what could I have done better? And the more specific you can be with that, the better you are going to be with your behaviours, your language, and ultimately your results. Now, some of these reflective questions you can then share with your team after you've actually done this process and get feedback as well. But that's another podcast that we'll talk about feedback and with your team.
Yeah, several podcasts. Yeah. And then if I could, another question, if I could revisit a recent event, what would I do differently? Or would I do something differently? And so a recent event could be a meeting, it could be a one-on-one conversation, it could be an interaction in a lift, it could have been anything. And I remember having this sort of asking myself this question years ago when I was a young up-and-coming manager, and I always found it, me now, difficult to strike up that conversation with a more senior person when we're in the lift. And I don't know, it was something about authority and the way we were brought up or something around that. And so that asking myself that question led to the answer is actually I wish I had have said X, Y, and Z, which led me next time to go, okay, now's your chance. And then I realised, oh, God, that was easy. But, yeah, you've got to ask yourself these questions.
And when we do ask these questions, there are some people who actually beat themselves up about that and they ruminate and they go over and over again. They keep indulging in that line, whereas what we're suggesting to do is actually this is a framework that you can do that will allow you to process that incident, especially if it was quite emotional, to a point that you're satisfied, but don't indulge it. When it starts to feel yucky and all that, you've overindulged.
And that's it, Jan. It's like when you ruminate, it's in your mind and so you can go anywhere and then you forget and then you remember and you go down past. Putting it on paper makes it real. You've got it out of here, onto there, done. Yeah. It's done now. There's no more ruminating required.
What went well for me today or what went well for me this week? And this could be something like, oh, I actually got that parking space or I received that compliment or I just felt in the flow, my energy was up all day. Just notice what is working for you because remember, what you focus on, that is what your mind and your brain will deliver for you. So we want to make sure that we have a bit of realism and also optimism in the way in which we approach life and work.
That's right. And look, anecdotally from our experience, some of the most effective managers are glass half full thinkers. They are optimistic about their team and what's possible, without a doubt. And it's these sort of questions with that positive flavour that can get you into that attitude and that flow. And then the next one is, what are some quick wins that me or my team were able to achieve this week or this month? Some quick wins, or it just could be some What are some wins? And it could be accomplishments or achievements or successes, anything like that. And again, if you note them down, I love this question because it almost creates a history of achievements for you that you can reflect on over time and then put them into a single document or onto a poster or onto a single page just for you. Wow, look at all these things that we achieved. But in the flow of work life and it gets busy, if you don't ask yourself or the team these questions on a weekly basis, they're lost. You know what I mean? You think, oh, they're not that significant. But all these 1-5 percenters make a huge difference to your success as a team.
And there is science behind this in the progress principle. When people can actually see progress and achievements, they're more motivated, engaged, and likely to continue with that behavior. And so a quick win or an achievement could be that everyone in the team was on Teams for the team meeting. Everyone had their video on. Every single person contributed in some way. I didn't have to run the meeting. There was someone else who did it. There are lots of opportunities that you can create. And like you said, Michelle, little wins are still wins and achievements. And when you can feed that back to the team over a couple of weeks of what we're able to achieve and what went well, then it actually signifies that to them that you are noticing, that you are acknowledging, and that it's important.
Mm. Love it.
We hope that you're encouraged to do something like this. Pick 3 questions perhaps, either at the beginning of the day or the end of the day. So if you were to do it at the beginning of the day, and this is what I tending to do now, Michelle, is I actually set an intention for the day. So each day I have an intention, and my intention today was about taking full responsibility, how I think, how I speak, and how I choose to feel. So total responsibility for me today, right? So there's no finger pointing. And so I set an intention, and then I can actually journal, what do I want to accomplish and things like that. And there is might be a reflective question about what happened yesterday. So that's one way that you can do it. Or you can actually top and tail. You can do something in the morning like setting an intention and then reflect on that intention at the end of the day when you answer those 3 questions.
Great. Love it. Okay. Well, we'd love to get some feedback from people about their journaling experience and any questions, issues. Yeah, write in because we always answer them, don't we, Jan?
And if you've got a great question, share it, because if you share it with us, we will definitely handball it and share it to everyone else. Yes. All right. Over and out.
Bye.
If you would like access to the leadership journaling template we were discussing on this episode, you can now get that free on the People Leaders Toolkit app. Just search for and download the People Leaders Toolkit from Apple or Google App Stores, and you'll get access to this and other free tools in the toolkit.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the People Leaders Podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit us at peopleleaderspodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own leadership journey. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The People Leaders Podcast is brought to you by the Experts On Air Podcast Network.